6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. I don't know if you can tell, the voice is returning. I still got my cough drops and stuff ready to go if it bails out. So I apologize. Abandoning you in your time of need as the draft closes. I missed a couple days, but I just could record. I hated it. I hated canceling on Ant. It's just, man, we went way too hard in the paint for the draft and the draft events and all the stuff going on. And, man, sometimes the body just it limits you. It happens. So I do apologize. 2 days without recording, I had so much stuff to talk about. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Now, I did save my voice for the draft video breakdowns, which, again, that's kind of how I feed my family over at the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. And so we've got two separate breakdowns up of Mykael Williams. We got two separate breakdowns up of Alfred Collins. We got a Nick Martin up. We got an Upton Stout up. We got a CJ West up this morning. And we're just going to keep building on that. Obviously, a little behind the eight ball. Just the voice limits what it is. And whenever you talk for a living, it's what it is. So, but anyway, if you want those, head over there. We got a 7-day free trial. Check it out. The40hoursrush.com or our Patreon. Link is in the description of the video. Today, I'm excited because I've got way too much stuff to talk about. The title of the show is Why the 49ers Draft Works. We're going to go through it. You know, we graded 343 players before the draft, and we gave every single player a 1 out of 10 49ers fit score, right? And so we're going to go through all 11 draft picks, give you the fit score that we had for each one of those before the Niners draft them. So this is not a, you know, you post looking in and adjusting, which we all do. Let's be honest. Whenever you 49ers pick somebody, that you don't necessarily like, and you talk yourself into it, that therapeutic draft evaluation. Well, we've all been there. AJ Jenkins was probably the one I'm most guilty for. Sorry for saying his name. But yeah, I remember when we picked one, I was just like, what was that? And then you start like, all right, yeah, maybe, okay, yeah. And then it's like, no, the whole time, it was a no. It was a no. And we've had those recently. The Cameron Latu pick was very similar to that. I was just like, this is never going to work. It's just not a fit. And yeah, there's a couple head scratchers in here, and we'll get to that. Also, my shadow 49ers list, who I would have picked in every one of those situations, even at the draft event while recording live and, you know, having all the people there, I was keeping track on my phone of who I would have gone with. So we're going to go through that. We're going to talk some undrafted free agents. And of course, we always make room for the craziness that is the chat and the live audience. And I really appreciate everybody. All the hashtag CCs showing up strong on a Friday. Friday is usually our lowest show, but man, I was just chomping at the bit. I had to jump in here and just get talking. What's up, Sean? He says, y'all killed it though. Right. I think it was worth it. You pour everything you got into something. You hope that it goes well. I think that it went pretty well. Thomas, appreciate you. It's Friday. I'm 8 minutes from clocking out for the weekend, and JC is live. My lucky day. Thomas, man, appreciate the work that you do. Awesome, awesome, awesome. He says, y'all did an awesome bang, bang job for the draft. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Look at this super chat. What's up, man? Any undrafted free agent tryouts you think will make the team? The kicker. The kicker. And I think that there is one telling fact whenever it comes to undrafted free agents. It's how much money is coughed up or how much money is not. We've talked a lot this offseason about Jed York and, you know, not sending out any cash, not sending out any. The double, triple down continues to happen. Last year, the 49ers spent $927,000, close to $1 million, on undrafted free agents. This year, $92,000, literally less than 10% of the budget last year. 49ers going cheap across the board. Now, you draft 11 players. You've got 11 rookies that you're influxing into the talent pool. Maybe there's not that much room, but man, you still added the same amount of undrafted free agents you added last year. You just didn't pay any of them. So you got kind of bargain bin prices. You kind of get what you paid for a lot of times. There were a lot of high-priced free agents out there. Niners said no to all of them. They only paid one, and that is the one guy. I would have said this, and he was my number one ranked free agent that the Niners signed even before I found out the guaranteed money, and that's linebacker Stone Blanton. Again, linebacker room's got some depth. Curtis Robinson. Yeah, you've got Jalen Graham. Like, you know, Tatum Bethune. All right, all right, all right. Those are the back end roster guys. Robert Saleh didn't bring any of them in. Those are not Robert Saleh guys. Robert Saleh wants Robert Saleh linebackers. And I think, you know, you go out and you draft Nick Martin way ahead of where everybody else have him, but that's okay. And then the one free agent you pay is a linebacker as well. Stone Blanton would be my, and he is my, look, if one of these guys is going to make it, the rest have a much harder climb, just depth chart-wise. But Stone Blanton, he would be my number one guy that I would say. So appreciate the super chat. You are awesome. That's the one that I'm going to say is like, and we're going to talk a little bit more about them. But it is crazy the fact that, you know, you didn't pay anything. Anything. We talk about getting younger and cheaper, man. There is nothing cheaper in the NFL than undrafted free agents. But even there, you completely cut out all costs. Man, I hope that this is a short-term thing, and I know people will combat that, say, man, you just paid George Kittle the highest whatever. Did you know George Kittle's contract lowered the salary cap by $9 million? The 49ers have close to $50 million salary cap. Top five, they're not going to use it. They are not going to use it. They're not going to use it. Even the period of signing free agents that are out there. I love the DJ Humphrey signing, by the way. We will talk about that in a little bit. But just the idea that now you have a quality swing tackle depth that if Trent Williams does miss a little bit of time, which always happens, you have a capable backup. And that is exactly what DJ Humphreys is. But they're not signing anymore. From Monday on, we're at Friday now. They only signed one free agent, and they don't cost against the compensation pick formula anymore. So The only thing that they cost against is cap and cash. We have all the cap in the world. Top five cap space for this year. And again, I'm trying to have a conversation back and forth with you guys. Well, they're about to extend Brock Purdy. Guess what? I wouldn't plan on getting into this today, but if the Brock Purdy extension gets done and it's front loaded, then it is John Chapman eat crow time. Okay. And that's what I believe that they should do. Not that that is the right opinion, but that's just my thing. You completely skipped free agency. You focused only on the draft. That's okay. It's not okay, actually. You need both, but that's where we are. You have $50 million cap space. If you front load that Brock Purdy deal, because right now he's just an $8 million cap hit. And, you know, again, if you go to, you know, looking at some of the other picks with what's going on, you know, at other spots, like Jalen Hurts deal, man, that cap, his cap number was like 7 million the first year they extended him, up to like 11, then up to 20. Like the cap space, you got plenty. But if they front load it like they did the Jimmy Garoppolo deal, man, that would just be so freaking smart. And that would be like, okay, now I kind of understand cutting all the cash if you front load that deal. I don't think that they're going to do that. I want them to do that. I don't think that they will. I think they are just in save as much cash as possible. But that's where I am. And we'll see as it unfolds. And there's a lot of stuff out there. Rumors out that the 49ers were offered a second round pick for George Kittle in the draft. And shoot, turned it down. I'm very thankful they turned it down. Not worth it. Not worth it. Not worth it. Kittle is forever a Niner, and I'm so glad that contract got done. But just the fact that, man, like, whew, this offseason, it's spicy. And I really do hope, again, back to Diane Russini, she came out and said that she thinks Brock and the 49ers are closer than what a lot of people are saying. But the fact that Brock Purdy's showing up, that is paramount. He's there with the teammates. He's working with the teammates. Makes me so happy. I love it. I love it. Jordan, look at this. First time catching a live. You sound so slow because I normally download on Spotify, listen to 1.5. Yeah, I get that a lot. But I appreciate you, Jordan. So glad that you are here, and I'll try to talk faster maybe. James, catching John Chapman live while on baby duty, priceless. Man, hope the little one is having some sweet dreams and having a great day. Way to go. Way to go. Right here. PETA, I bet money that JC was taking Jacob Parrish at 75. You bet your rear end I was. You bet your rear end. We're talking shadow draft. Let's go through it. Why not? Appreciate PETA, Jeff. This was my shadow draft on what I would have done if none of the trades, like you stayed the same picks and how the board fell. And what's crazy is, and again, if y'all watch the live show, you know, first and second round picks stayed exactly the same. I would have went Mykel Williams at 11. I would have went Alfred Collins at 43. Those were my top rated biggest need fits. How to address the roster. Now, if Kelvin Banks did fall, he went top 9, so he was gone. If one of the tackles did fall, that's who I would have went there, but they did it. So my number 11 shadow draft was Mykel Williams. And again, you see that live on air if you want to go look at it. My live pick at 43 was Alfred Collins. Love those. Where it changes is where we get to pick 75. I would have went Jacob Parrish right there, the corner. That's what I would have wanted. At pick 100, I would have went C.J. West. So the 49ers got C.J. West at 113. They did way better than I did. I would have took him at 100. I love that they got him later. Now at 113, probably the biggest difference, I finally would have went offensive line. And the offensive line, dude, they were getting sniped left and right. Like it did not fall well to address offensive line. But I would have went Marcus Bowe, Purdue, as a guard center prospect. Moving him to center eventually would be the goal. I would have took him at 113. I would have took Jeffrey Bossa, the linebacker, at 138. I would have took Denzel Burke, double dipped at corner, at 147. Loved that player. And then I would have went Ajene Cornelius at tackle. So I would have got my center. Then I would have got my tackle guard, you know, my center guard guy, and then I would have got the tackle, Ajene Cornelius at 160, running back Breshard Smith at 227, Edge Fadil Diggs at 249. And then Kobe Hutson, one of my favorite wide receivers that went undrafted. I thought that he was a perfect fit for the 49ers at 252. So that's my shadow draft, okay? That's what I would have done. Obviously, the biggest difference, corner and offensive line, I thought were bigger needs. But I double-dipped at tackle. I double-dipped at edge. I double-dipped at corner. I did not draft a quarterback, which I hate. I always want to draft a quarterback, and I like how the 49ers did that. But again, in mine, there's no real reaches. You know, Jacob Parrish went right after 75. Marcus Bowe went right after 113. And you can kind of build down from that. But, man, I freaking love it. And I'm happy. The fact that I had three shadow Niners that were actual draft picks is huge. Mikael Williams, Alfred Collins, and CJ West. I got CJ West a little bit earlier. But that's my shadow draft. And I really, 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 really just enjoyed the way the Niners built the board. I'm very high on the 49ers draft. And, you know, again, the title of the show, why the 49ers draft works, we're going to jump into that a little bit later. Lori, John, I've been surprised lately by people being so negative towards Mikael Williams. I really like the pick. Yeah, there's a select few that really dislike this pick. The Niners tried to trade up for him. One of my very first mock drafts I did, I said, guys, y'all need to be prepared for Mikael Williams being very high on the 49ers board. Fits the need, fits the prototype, clean, young, high upside. Like, I don't understand why people hate it so much. Now, I saw like some article from a terrible sports agency that has no credibility whatsoever, in my opinion, put out like the biggest busts, whatever. Top five biggest busts, and he was on there. And I thought it was interesting. I was like, yeah, it was written by like a Rams guy, which that's fine. There's quality Rams reporters. There's not quality Rams fans, but quality Rams reporters. And so I was like, okay, interesting. And then I looked up, they did the same article the year before, and their top five busts were like Jaden Daniels. It was Malik Nabers. They went 0-5. The only person that was maybe a bust was J.J. McCarthy that they listed, and he's, you know, he got injured, but he's the starting quarterback of the team now. So, like, I don't know. There's a lot of negative voices out there, which I don't like, but I understand it. Like, criticism is warranted, but, man, go watch the tape. Go watch tape. If you are a person that's just like, I really don't like this pick, go watch actual game tape and see how Mikael Williams is the foundation of the entire defense for the Georgia Bulldogs. They won the SEC. Go to the SEC championship game, which is the game we broke down against Texas, my team. Dude, shut it down. Literally six of the seven biggest plays of the entire game for the Georgia defense, he was six out of seven of them, were because of him. So, like, yeah, it's frustrating, but when you watch the tape, you see it. Kid's 20. Like, upside, traits, the way he's built. Dude, attitude, character, perfect mentality, right? What the one thing that the 49ers are higher on, for good or bad, is football character and IQ. Do you love football? Mikael Williams is a 10 out of 10 on that. And that's why I think that it fits. That, like, it just makes sense at a premium position. Look at this, David. We should do a contest selecting the date of the Brock Purdy extension gets a prize. Ooh, you know what? We did the 49ers pick the picks, and shout out to Invader. I put together a package to send it. He won with that one. But yes, David Gill, if y'all don't know, he is an executive producer of today's show. He makes all things happen. And, you know, we've got three of them. Corey Robbins, 49ers George, 365, David Gill. And when David Gill comes up with an idea, we do it. So I'm going to put together a competition. We'll probably do an email thing or something along that. And we'll get to that. So stay tuned for that. I'll put this out in the next day or two over this weekend or Monday probably. And we'll get that going where everybody picks what day they think the extension will be signed. And, man, we'll give away some free stuff like we always do. And we'll get that done. Also, man, looking forward to this. my favorite draft pick. I've been saying that nonstop. Maybe that's why this is happening. CJ West, like the value of that pick. Well, guess what? CJ West going to be on the show with Monday. Monday at 1 p.m. We're going to have an interview live on 49ers Rush. Super excited about that. So, yeah, there we go. We're going to have the rookie on here himself just talking some things. So if you have a question that you really want to be asked, football question or personal question or something like that, as long as it's positive, I ain't bringing somebody on the show. We're not going to have any negative anything. We are only here and building positive and supporting, you know, our new family member who is CJ West. So if you want or have a great question, email it to us, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. If I think that it's awesome and if CJ is cool with it, then we'll add that to the thing. No guarantees on if we will add it, but if you think you could have something that would add to the way in which the faithful see CJ West and how he's going to be used or anything along those lines, man, email it over. Open source content right here, baby. 49ersrushpodcast.com or at gmail.com. Sorry. Let me know. And yeah, we'll get that competition going, David. I appreciate you. Michael, how many of the free agents were given guaranteed money last year made the team? 5 out of 6 free agents were paid last year. This year, 1 out of 6, right? So that's kind of the issue. Now, the free agent, I think I have it here. Let me see here. Evan Anderson got the most. He made the team. Drake Nugent made the team. Tanner Mordecai made the team. Mason Plyne made the team. Jalen Mahoney made the team. Tariq Owens made the team. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of Cody Schrader didn't. That's 1. Bryson Mays didn't. That's 2. So we had 8 last year. Sorry, my numbers were off. I mixed up this. So 7 out of 8 got paid last year. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 made the team. Now, the practice squad, Elevation, I count that as making the team because you got to keep those guys and you paid those guys. We'll see how it goes this year. And Evan Anderson, that dude is a core foundational piece moving forward. He is there. Drake Nugent, we'll see. Tanner Mordecai, hey, he's quarterback 3. And the fact that you drafted Curtis Rourke coming off the ACL kind of guarantees that. So he's going to be making the roster again. Mason Plyne, you didn't go get a move tight end. Mason Plyne, major stock up this year. I told everybody last year, people were like, Mason Plyne can win tight end too. I was like, dude, he ain't even considered. That dude didn't even get snaps in training camp. Like, that is a project play that's going to take a year to cultivate, learn. He's only been in football 2 years before we got him. The physicality, the skill set, the wide receiving option that he brings to the tight end position was huge. Now it's his time because the 49ers didn't draft or even bring in an undrafted free agent tight end. Like Mason Plyne is in line for that number 3 competition to be that move tight end piece. That's huge. Jalen Mahoney, they love that dude as a safety. I'm a big fan of him. Bryson Mays, guard, we'll see. He was practice squad on and off. But they brought in, you know, drafted a guard and brought in another guard. And then Tariq Owens, we'll see. He's in competition with Isaiah Nayer, ex-wide receiver type guy. So a lot of the guys they paid did make the team last year and the year before that too. So, you know, the undrafted free agents, they have always spent the 49ers until this year. This is a new anomaly. Now, shout out to my man, BillyBoy49 on Twitter. He went through and looked up how much the NFC West spent on undrafted free agents combined. The Rams spent the least at $58,000. 49ers second least at $92,000. The Arizona Cardinals spent $500,593,000. And the Seattle Seahawks, $1.4 million. Like, good Lord. The Seattle Seahawks spent more than Arizona, 49ers, and the Rams added together times 2. I am huge on spending money on undrafted free agents. I think that that is the cheapest way to build the back end of the roster, and you get what you pay for. The 49ers didn't pay for much. Hopefully one of them's a diamond in the rough, but again, you get what you pay for, and I hate it. I just hate it. Anyway, we'll see what that is. Look at this, Dave. He says, I like the idea, David Gill. I need a new 49ers Rush t-shirt. Man, I used to buy brand new t-shirts every year, but it's so hard bringing them to games. We do all the road games, and man, I used to bring 100 t-shirts to every single event, which takes 2 suitcases, right? And so, man, you're paying for the luggage out there. You got to bring the suitcase back, even if you get rid of all the t-shirts. But the problem is we always run out of sizes. And so, like, yeah, you bring 100 shirts, but you got, like, you know, 20 of each size. Well, then you run out of this size or you don't have that size, and then people get upset. I don't like making people upset at our events. I want only positive energy all the time. So when somebody's like, oh, can I get a large? And we're like, oh, we're out of large. And then you see, like, oh, man, nah, I'm all right. Like, I hate that. And so just the cost and all that stuff, and we made a profit on it. It was just, it's a chore. And so I kind of quit doing the t-shirts. Maybe I should bring that back. We'll see. But yeah, I don't have any new t-shirts, Dave. That's the problem, is I didn't order more. And so I've got a whole smorgasbord of all the ones we've done in the past, the different sizes, kind of a conglomerate. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how kind of it goes. I like everybody putting in their Shadow Niners. Chris said Jalen Walker at 11. Again, Ursary at 43. That was Ants, you know, as we were live on air. That's who he wanted for sure. Alan, why we won't train Burford at center? I would love that. So we can use Brindle as a backup, which he should be. I do agree with that as well. Right here, Boss. What's up, man? What's cooking, Chapman? Who's your favorite undrafted free agent? His is Nayer. Yeah, mine's the linebacker, Stone Blanton. By far my favorite. 49ers, the only one that they paid. I think it's the quickest position to get to where he's going to go. And again, shout out to my guy, Josh. You know, 6'2", 230. I mean, he's a big dude. Like, you put him next to Nick Martin, there's a huge size difference there. 2 year starter. He's got, you know, 1300 plus snaps. Love it. Tackling machine, pass breakups. He just does a little bit of everything, but a great run defender and decent in coverage. You know, that's kind of what he is, but I'm pretty excited about Stone Blanton. He's my favorite. Let's see here from Q Niners says, you know, Mikael Williams over Jalen Walker for me. It went close. I wasn't big on Jalen Walker. I didn't think that he needed to go to our scheme. I do like kind of the way things shook out there, to be honest. Peanut Jeff, how would the Mustafa news have changed things for you if you'd known? Long term, I don't think that it would. You know, the guys that the Eagles took Makuba way earlier before we could have got him. So, like, that was the guy I was sold on. He was a perfect fit for us, but he went so early. I don't think the 49ers value safety near as much. And I'm okay with that. Like, you went and got Marquis Siegel in the fifth round. That's kind of perfect. And again, let's transition now to the second part of the show. Why the draft works. Man, Marquis Siegel was a perfect 10 out of 10 on my 49ers fit scale. Again, we graded 343 players, 1 to 10, at about 22 perfect 10s. 49ers got 1, 2, 3 of them. They got 3 10 out of 10 scales. So let's go through the draft here. Let's talk about how each player ranked. And I'll be honest, two of the players I didn't even rank. I did 343 players. We did, not me, the 49ers rush team. And he wasn't even one of them. He wasn't even, the two of them weren't even on the board for us. Doesn't mean they're bad picks. Just mean we didn't see it. So we'll get to those. But if you want to support local business, here's what you got to do. You want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to themattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush Road Trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to themattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's just, it's a win-win-win. Go to themattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. All right, all right, all right. Let's get into the entire 49ers rush or 49ers draft, all 11 draft picks, and let's give them a score. So here we go. Mikael Williams, he went at 11. He was a 9 out of 10. He wasn't even a perfect 10. The lack of pass rush production was the only reason why I docked him a little bit. Now, the only 10s that were really available in the 49ers fit score, Mason Graham was off the board. He was a perfect 10 out of 10. Jahdae Barron was a 10 and available, but corners a need, not that big of a need. And then I had Derek Harmon at his 10, but then the injury news came out. So that would have docked him a little bit, but we put our board and our score and our draft book out, man, the first week of April, like a week before. And it's so funny. You know, I love Dane Brugler and what they do at The Athletic. The Beast is second to none. We try to slant ours towards a 49ers perspective, but I love it whenever, you know, we put our book out a week before his comes out and a lot of stuff comes up and it's just like, man, I'm so happy that like there's overlap. And it's not because we're stealing anything, because our stuff comes out before his. And it's not, obviously he's not stealing anything. He didn't even follow us. He didn't know who we are, but like, that's awesome. And, you know, even Matt Barrows, he did the Scott McLuhan, you know, the old general manager for the 49ers, and asked him about his thing. Dude, there were three players in there that we had almost exact verbatim quotes in our draft book that Scott McLuhan had in his write-up of The Athletic with Matt Barrows. Awesome read. Go check that out. But it was just like, like, it's nice to, you know, you're watching these things, tunnel vision, these players, and you're grading so much, their background, you know, their academic reports, their family history, how much they transfer, what they care about, injuries, stats, analytics, film. And so whenever you can kind of get this triumvirate agreement between us, Dane Brugler, and Scott McLuhan, and then the 49ers too. So really it's a quad, whatever, quadruple. Like, it's pretty cool. And I think that I take a little bit of pride in that. And it's just kind of cool. Like, okay, these four sources that are not working together all kind of agree on a consensus on certain prospects, not on all of them. There's going to be some variation there, but it's pretty fun whenever that comes up. So Mikael Williams was a 9. And again, the only options really were Jahdae Barron or Derek Harmon, but Derek Harmon had that injury that came afterwards, so he wouldn't have been a true 10. Jahdae Barron, perfect fit at his 10, but Mikael Williams, 9. That's awesome. Alfred Collins was a 10 at the second round. I thought that was a perfect pairing. Nick Martin was a 9, but man, I had him 2 rounds later. They got him in the 3rd. I had him 5th round grade, but man, you go watch that tape. Now, the tape that we put up on Nick Martin on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, I got some comments and people are like, dude, I can't watch past the first minute. He came out and had 3 busted plays to start the game. Misread, missed tackle, missed drop. Like, it was just like, whoa, this is some bad tape. But you got to stick with the film. Second quarter was awesome. Third quarter was MVP level. Fourth quarter was, dude, what the hell? This dude's on steroids and knows the play every time. Then the game goes to overtime and he kind of wins the game for him. So you kind of get this feel, man, Nick Martin, slow starter. Literally 3 of the first plays were just like 3 terrible plays in a row. And then you saw him correct those mistakes and get better, 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 better. And eventually won the game for his team. So like, stay with it. And again, I always say this, you know, highlights are fun. And if you want to feel passionate about a player and you're not like, you're kind of like, go watch highlights. Go watch highlights. Yeah, go to YouTube and just type in Mikael Williams highlights. That's going to make you feel better. But if you want to know the true player, you want to know the personality, you want to know the positives and negatives, go watch game tape. And that's what we have for you guys. Upton Stout, again, super reach for me. I had an 8, one of my lowest grades, but he fit because of the attitude. The reason why I had him lower was just because the size. The 49ers do not have a corner on their roster with his build. They don't. It doesn't exist. So, like, that was kind of my issue was, dude, Niners have not drafted any corners built like this at all. And so, like, that's why I was like, man, the attitude, how tough he is, I like that. If you put him at safety, I felt like it would have been a bigger thing, but they're going to put him at nickel. They're going to see where that goes, but I had an 8, which 8 sounds low. It's not, but like, man, why were the Niners big on him and what did I miss? They didn't care about the size as much. How much of that is a Ray Brown, the new defensive backs coach, which I'm really excited to have him with the 49ers. How much of that is a Robert Saleh? You know what that looks like. So, Yeah, I don't know how you want to kind of take that, but yeah, I thought that was a little interesting for sure. Now, Jordan Watkins, unranked for me. You took him in the fourth round. That's crazy. Now, I know that there are certain people that are super high on him. Larry Kruger loves him, but Larry Kruger's an Ole Miss guy. Not that that's a negative. I'm not saying that's negative, but like that's his team. So he's followed. He watches every Ole Miss game like crazy, like I do Texas, right? So yeah, we'll get there. That's our next film breakdown that's going to come. My voice is already starting to hurt a little bit, but I'm not sure I could do it. Maybe this afternoon after I work out, I can get another one in. I'm going to just chomp on, drink some tea and have a bunch of lozenges so that maybe I can get another breakdown done today. If not, we'll get one done in the morning after I sleep is usually the best time to record. So we'll see what happens there. What's up, Sin? Logan, thank you. He says, yeah, tape is better than any highlights that you can watch. That is factually correct. But yeah, Jordan Watkins, I ain't got a score on him. And so I can't jump back in the DeLorean and go back with an unbiased view. And so this one's difficult because Junior Bergen, I didn't have a grade on either. Both wide receivers, shocker. How many wide receivers did I grade? Oh, I don't even want to know. This is going to make me mad. I'm not even going to count them all. I graded close to 50. And 49ers get two wide receivers that I didn't even grade. Anyway, Kyle Shanahan is wide receivers. And I will say this, too. By far my least favorite pick, Jordan Watkins. I don't like it at all. Does not mean I'm not like supporting him or want him to do great things. It's just, it was a reach. But here's the big but. If you can limit these crazy, wild, whatever, WTF Kyle Shanahan picks to day three, then the 49ers fans are safe. You had 11 picks. You waited until pick 138 to go crazy. Now, again, I'm all in Jordan Watkins. Like, dude, I hope that that dude crushes it. I hope he becomes an all-pro player. And I hope he's the pick that I'm like, dude, I completely missed on this guy. Which I've had those in the past. But it just did not make sense. But the fact that it was until the fourth, you didn't even do it in the third. It's acceptable. There's probably a better word there. I'm super smart. But it's just, look. It's tolerable. Like, I'm cool. Next year, the 49ers have 11 scheduled picks again, which is awesome with the compensation picks. And if you told me, look, Kyle's going to have two crazy picks that of a player you didn't even grade, and you told me they were in the fourth and seventh round, I would take that right now. Right now. Because you got through day one. You got through day two. Yeah, you reached on a couple guys, but Nick Martin was a 9. Upton Stout was an 8, and I think that they wanted to go tackle there at that pick 100, but the Raiders took both tackles right ahead of them. So, like, sometimes the draft does that. So, and yeah, right here, we are not perfect. David says, Watkins had 9 touchdowns at SEC, ran a 4.37. He at least deserved to be graded. Yeah, we did 343. I know that this is going to happen every single year. I remember one year we did a 199, and I think there were like 3 players that we drafted that weren't on my 199. I was like, we just got to increase it to 300. Did that. A couple guys. The 49ers have the most crazy board out there. And this is not a knock on Jordan Watkins at all. And I really hope that's not coming across. Because he did deserve to be drafted. And you're talking about the traits and all those things. It's just, we didn't get to them, and we can't get to everybody, right? Like, there's always a number that you have to stop at, and time is of the essence. And, man, I don't know anybody else that graded 343 players. Like, it's easy to say, I like this guy or I didn't like this guy. No. We put our stuff on cement, and it is, look, this is how we truly feel about these guys. And there's going to be misses, and we missed, and we missed. And so, yeah, David, I did not take that as a criticism, by the way. Like, you are David, if you do want to criticize, please do. You are so vital to this show, and I appreciate our conversations all the time. So, if I ain't soft skin. I'm thick skin, literally and figuratively. So I'm a big boy. Anyway, now, so there's Jordan Watkins unranked. I can't go back and change how I felt about him pre-draft to now. So we have to stay consistent and honest with our assessment there and take it as an L. That's an L on us. We got to get better. Got to get better. But I graded more wide receivers than any other position because I knew Shanahan would do something like this. Just we missed the wrong neighborhood that he would do this. Jordan James, my lowest grade for 49ers fit score, and I'm going to explain why. I gave it a 6 out of 10. Why? I was under the impression, especially with the trading away of Jordan Mason, that they wanted more speed. You look at who they've drafted since then, Ty Davis Price, Trey Sermon, Isaac Garrendo, speed, 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 speed. All of them speed. All of them receiving backs. So I look at Jordan James, who was a late round guy for me, but I love the pick. The value was actually Jordan James. I love the Jordan James pick. It's one of my favorite picks. But where we missed was dude led all running backs with drop passes. He's one of the slowest running backs in this draft. Shanahan values speed and pass catching prowess. And what do? They go get Jordan Mason 2.0, a smaller, slower Jordan Mason with more drops. I did not see that coming. And then they double down and then they go get the undrafted free agent, the running back, who I really like, by the way, Corey Kiner. And it's like, guess what? Corey Kiner, another shout out to Oscar. He talked about him earlier. He really liked Corey Kiner. Another slow, smaller running back that is not huge in the receiving department. Like, so that is a miss. Again, let's be honest. Let's be truthful. We missed the boat here. The 49ers are not valuing running backs with receiving prowess. Jaden Blue was there on the board. Again, one of my shadow Niners, Breshad Smith, was there on the board. He was a converted wide receiver to running back, lightning fast. They were both on the board. Kyle said, nope, we want to go this. So a little bit of, you know, man, we missed what the 49ers are looking for at this position. You went and drafted a Frank Gore type. Now, I will say this, Jordan James is a good receiving back. And when the front office guys did their three-man press conference, not John Lynch, not Kyle Shanahan, they talked about how great his routes were at his pro day. And he does run good routes. He just has concentration drops like no other. 18 drop passes in his career for a running back. That is a lot. But zone fit scheme, that is present. Jack of all trades, just smaller and slower than what I thought that they were valuing. So again, L on us. We had a low grade on that, but not the player. Where we had the player ranked, I think was appropriate, right? Where did I have him? Because I thought that he was freaking, I think he's a stud. So kind of missed that a little bit, but take that what that is. Yeah, the fumbling problems, Jaden Blue, I get that. Like Breshad Smith greater than Jordan James. They're completely different backs. Completely different backs. I would have assumed they'd be higher on Breshad Smith, who they met with. They'd be higher on Jaden Blue, who Shanahan has worked with. But yeah, now Leon Sandcastle, appreciate you, bro. I like having Garrendo and Izzy as our speed guys. So look, you lost a Jordan Mason who was leading the NFL in rushing through 6 weeks. Replace him with a Jordan Mason. Why not? That's what Jordan James is, right? So anyway, now next pick, Marquis Siegel, 10 out of 10. You know, I put out the tweet 6 weeks before the draft. This is a perfect day three safety for the 49ers. He fits everything. Like, a reason why I gave Upton Stout an 8 was because he didn't have the size that the 49ers DBs are. 6 foot, 200 pounds. So you go get Marquis Siegel, 5'11", 199, runs a 4.3, tough as hell, versatile as hell, can play both safety positions and the nickel role. Like, special teams, experience. It was just like, check, 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 check. Like, Marquis Siegel is the most 49ers look. Dude, there's just too many pairings. Like, this is design a safety. Marquis Siegel is your guy. Now, we're in the fifth round. He's a day three guy, but the 49ers don't value safety. not near as high. Even we didn't even know Malik Mustafa was off the board. So the question got asked earlier, which I liked. If we would have known about Malik Mustafa's injury, would you have changed things? Well, guess what? The 49ers knew. The 49ers knew about the injury. That this is how they addressed it, with the fifth round safety. Now, the one position that they did spend money on in free agency was safety. They signed three. You got like seven safeties on this roster. That's not even counting Malik, who's going to be on the PUP and won't count probably early on. But it's a little different. It's a little different. Oh, my man, Brian Carter. Huge, this dude's team friend, great dude. He helps us with our draft research. He's a killer. Brian Carter 99. If you haven't followed him yet, let's go. Having a boy this fall, adding to the 49ers fan base. Ah, I love it. Congratulations, my friend. We were doing our Zoom hangout. We found the news out. That was really cool. He shared that with the community. Could not be happy. The more Carters in the world, the better the world is. Freaking love it, man. It was, Brian's the freaking man. Him and Mara, sorry I shared a name. I don't know if that's cool, but I'm sure it is. Mara's the best. They freaking got engaged the day of a 49ers Rush road trip up in Seattle. We got to celebrate with it. They had some champagne. It was awesome. Man, love this community. I already told them I'm sending them, I'm going to send them a little baby jersey, a 49ers, but it's happening. It is happening. Anyway. Brian, you're the man. Thank you for sharing that with us. We love you. We support you and your family, and we're so excited to see them grow. You are freaking awesome. Brian Carter, the freaking man. Now, so Marcus Siegel, he's a 10 out of 10. Curtis Rourke had as an 8. The only reason why I had him as an 8 was the injury, right, which was there, and a little bit lack of mobility, but, man, that dude was playing with one leg. So that, but I love the Curtis Rourke pick. Absolutely love it. I think that is – wonderful, wonderful. Connor Colby, 9. Perfect zone fit scheme. A huge value pick. And then Junior Bergen, again, did not rank him. He was not in our 343. So that's kind of where, oh, I love all the congratulations. Ah, I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys are awesome. Just how awesome everybody is towards each other. That makes me very, very happy. But the question of why the 49ers draft works. You went after fits, and even just according to our assessment of who the fits were or were not, I feel like they hit home runs. The biggest question marks, Jordan Watkins, Jordan James, Junior Bergen, those are day 3 guys, and we chopped those up as L's on us, maybe not them. Maybe they pan out, and I really hope that they all do, but you waited until you threw those curveballs, wild cards, whatever you want, what analogy you want to use, till day 3 when you had 11 picks. You had 11. So if we take out, which I don't want to do, but like, let's say Jordan Watkins, Jordan James, and Junior Bergen were not included in this, you have 8 draft picks that all scored 8, 9s, and 10s. They know what they want. It's kind of easy to identify across the board. Yeah, we had some misses, but dude, we had 3 players that were 10 out of 10 fits that they drafted. We had 3 players on my shadow draft that they drafted. So I think a lot of that is just, man, they are learning and adapting to how they have missed in the past, and they are alleviating that now. Not drafting injured players early, which you could talk about Nick Martin, but he's cleared and going. He had a PCL, right? Like, that's not, you know, the biggest thing in the world. But Mikael Williams played on a high ankle sprain. Still played. He missed 2 games on a high ankle sprain and played through pain. 20 years old. Like, man, that's a positive. Alfred Collins, dude, had a calf strain at his pro day. Like, come on, that ain't an injury history. You know what I mean? Upton Stout, tough as hell. CJ West, tough as hell. Jordan Watkins, man, let's go. Jordan James, let's go. Siegel, let's go. Like, Curtis Rourke out there playing on a torn ACL. Now, that one you knew, but it's a 7th round pick. You're just going to put him on NFI. Curtis Rourke ain't even going to count against the roster. As soon as training camp starts, you put him on NFI, non-football injury list. That opens up a whole nother roster spot. And guess what? Curtis Rourke just gets to chill in the quarterback room, watch film, learn the system, learn the process, just sit and take notes for a year. Doesn't even lose a year of eligibility. He's still going to be on his rookie deal 4 years from now. And then next year he gets to compete for quarterback two, quarterback three. Dude, genius. I love that freaking pick. Maybe it pans out. Maybe it doesn't. Cost you a 227th pick. Not bad at freaking all. West Coast offense. I think you would have had Watkins as an 8 or 9 if you watched him. I remember on the tape because I was doing so much Ole Miss tape. But I did highlight Trey Harris, right? Trey Harris was the guy that I was targeting with the second round to the Chargers. But when Trey Harris got injured, Jordan Watkins stepped in. And, you know, I put this out there on Twitter for better or worse. You know, shout out. I want to get this correct. Two things about Jordan Watkins. Rob Lauder, friend of the show, Striking Gold Podcast, the man. Tropic Thunder enthusiast, wrong on In-N-Out. That's Rob Lauder. Everybody let him know I said all those things. But he talked about this is what he tweeted out. He said the 49ers drafted Ole Miss wide receiver Jordan Watkins in the fourth round. He caught 8 passes, 254 yards, and 5 touchdowns against Arkansas. Boy, my dad would have been upset. He was a Razorback, but and he put together like every single catch that he had, 5 touchdowns in one game, which that's insanity. So then I remember Kyle Shanahan has notoriously gone after offensive skill position players that have this one giant behemoth game and they just take over. He values, Kyle Shanahan does, these guys that could just take over a game. So I went back through. Now, here's the bad news. None of these players panned out. So don't... That's bad. But I remember him referencing this when he drafted Joe Williams and why he was such a pound on the table. Joe Williams had 332 yards, 4 touchdowns versus UCLA in one game. Shanahan spoke about that in his press conference, why he loved him. Dante Pettis, 105 yards, 3 touchdowns in a huge pivotal Oregon State game that came down late in the season. Trey Sermon, 331 yards, 2 touchdowns versus Northwestern. That's when Northwestern had good defense. Ty Davis Price, 287 yards, 3 touchdowns versus Florida. Now none of those players worked out. But Shanahan has an affinity for these guys that like, ooh. And I know somebody's like, man, John Lynch is the GM. Why do you keep saying Shanahan? Shanahan picks his skill guys. Shanahan picks now the scouts and the coaches and the GM, all of them have a say. But if Kyle Shanahan does not like this guy, he does not go where he is. This is a Kyle's. And when they ask Kyle Shanahan, this is another crazy thing. Why, again, not on my list. Not on my list. The 49ers love the gauntlet drill. They love the gauntlet drill at the combine, which I don't like that. Not that the gauntlet drill is a bad thing. When he was asked about Jordan Watkins, the first thing he said was he was our best graded guy through the gauntlet drill, end quote. That's what Kyle Shanahan said about Jordan Watkins. I'm just like, what? He had the second fastest time through the gauntlet. And he looked amazing. And I posted what he did there. It's awesome. And then you go to Upton Stout, another huge reach for me. He had the fastest defensive back time through the gauntlet drill, 19.47 miles per hour. Like, dude, like two of the biggest reaches of this draft that the 49ers did, gauntlet drill savants. And guess what? Ronnie Bell, gauntlet drill beast. Like, that's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. But it's what it is. And you go to, you know, the Jordan James, what did they say? We loved his receiving drills at his pro day. For me, it always starts with film. I'm not saying those guys have bad film. But whenever you ask Kyle Shanahan or the front office guys what they like about this player, and you start with pro day and combine drills, I'm just like, that's a negative to me. That is a negative to me. Look at this, Dave. What's up, David? Jalen Hurd. Yeah, so I put this in my tweet, but I ran out of character, so I had to delete it. I was a huge Jalen Hurd guy, by the way. He said Jalen Hurd threw a touchdown, caught 4 touchdowns, and ran for 3 more against Northeast Southern University. Oh, well, that's not an actual stat, and that's not an actual university, but I do love it. But Jalen Hurd was one of those one game wonders. I was super high on Jalen Hurd. That was a huge miss on my part. I love that dude. Jan says, man, the gauntlet drill is the most basic cuss word drill to evaluate a wide receiver. He loves it. It's those crossing routes, the drift concept. We don't really run mesh, but like we run a lot of shallow crossers. And so I understand it. It's a question mark for me, though. Like, I don't like that. Yeah, right here. David Garindo had one monster game as well. Like, yeah, like that is something that has to be on our kind of antennas in the future. Does somebody have an elite explosive game? Because that is like plus a full round to Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. They love guys that can take over a game. For better or worse. Like that. What do we learn with the information that is presented? You have to evaluate. You have to reevaluate. You have to add to. So like again, when we're doing this next year and I'm doing my 49ers fit score, dude, if I have somebody in the eight and they had an elite combine gauntlet drill, or if they had one big monster blow up game, I think we got to bump them up. oh man. And right here, David says, I don't know what they say in press conferences doesn't really mean it. You memorize the miles per hour that a player ran in the gauntlet drill. It means something to you. Like, yeah. Why you ask Kyle Shanahan about a player? Why do you like this player? The first thing you say, is it going to be BS? Why? Like, there's nobody to fool anymore. Like, who are you fooling? You think he's just, like, joking around so that people like John Chapman? Kyle Shanahan doesn't give a crap about John Chapman. He doesn't know I exist. The 49ers organization know I exist because the negatives always come out every time I have altercation, except for a few. Nick Clark, shout out to that man. That dude is awesome and a legend, and I really, really appreciate what he does, and he continues to move up. The 49ers organization is awesome. I love the team, obviously. Support the team. Go to all the games. But, yeah, like we continue to have more rough situations with them, and that's all right. We're going to continue to support the fans. That's what we're here for. But, like, anyway, they don't care about us. Like, I cannot stress that enough. They do not give a shit about what we do, and that has been very well known from the highest levels to the lowest levels of that organization. So, like, I don't think that they're putting stuff – I'm not saying that's what you're saying either, David, but, like, the Kyle Shanahan troll that is him – I do respect, but man, why not like say why you like a guy? I don't know. I don't know there. Yeah, right here, David, they're so guarded impressors. They have to say something though, but like, well, why not highlight what they're awesome? You bring up Mikael Williams or Alfred Collins and dude, their cheeks get as red as mine. They're so excited. And they talk about, man, this and that, he's a football guy. He's tough. And oh, it's just like, how great is it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, man, share that passion. I would just hate to be drafted. I'd love to be drafted. I was not drafted. My athletic prowess did not meet. I'm always 0 out of 10 on the 49ers fit scale. Like, I finally get drafted. They're like, oh, why'd you draft him? And they're just like, gauntlet drill? I don't know. I'm pulling for the guy. I really, really am. But that's probably tomorrow. I don't think my voice is going to be able to do another one today, so I apologize about that. But tomorrow morning, whenever I first wake up, Saturday, no days off, we're going to be breaking down that Jordan Watkins tape. And, you know, do we do the Arkansas game where half of his stats for the entire season were in one game? We'll do a couple. And as the season goes or the offseason goes on, we'll be getting all those done. Now, I do have to constantly remind you guys, the schedule comes out May 4th. 18th, baby. We are 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. The 40-hour rush road trip will be the plan is to do 8 out of 9. Might have to cut back if there's a Thursday, you know, East Coast game or a back-to-back East Coast trip. That's too much stress on the family. It's my son's last year home, so like I got to behave a little bit. The wife gets a veto if it's like, you know, on our anniversary or whatever else. So we'll figure it out. But the plan right now is to do as many of these 49ers rush road games as possible. And we've got some exciting news. coming. I can't tease it just yet, but excited, excited, excited. We don't do anything here but grow and do new things, and I'm excited about that. I'm so excited about what's coming up today. Monday, we've got an interview with CJ West, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And yes, Invader, I am coming to Indy. That is one of the highest priorities on the 49ers Rush Road Trip this year. We already have venues set up. We already got tailgate set up. We got location set up. We just got to make sure the dates fit. We got to make sure that I remember when we first started going like hardcore on these Rush Road Trips, like I rank the games on priority of, you know, I've been to 22 NFL stadiums. I'm trying to get all 32. I haven't been to Indiana. I haven't been to RCA Dome. So like Indiana is really, really high on my list. But I remember I love Nashville. I love Nashville. Come on, man. Live music, energy, whatever. The South, the food. Yes, 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 yes. But then they freaking scheduled the game to be on Christmas Eve. And man, Miss Chapman, she ain't having that. Like, I might be able to go to the Nashville game, but I ain't gonna be able to come back home. So like she is incredible and she helps out tremendously and she does great things to, you know, support, and she's so awesome. None of this would exist without her. She was at the draft party and she enjoyed meeting everybody. But if she says no, I listen. So the plan 1000% is to be at Indy. I really, really, really want to be there. And so anyway, yeah, the plan is to be there. I cannot wait. And yeah, David right here should love for us to play in Azteca Stadium. Yeah, we went to Mexico City. That was a life-changing, altering experience. And the 49ers are expected to be there again next year. We are already making calls. We are already trying to secure venues a year out. That's kind of where we're at, where it's like, dude, we are trying to elevate always. Complacency does not exist here. We are trying to do it. So anyway, yeah, I'll be there in Mexico. That one, I ain't missing it. Again, my two goals, I've shared this with you guys. My two goals as just me, John Chapman, I never want to miss a 49ers international game again. Any 49ers, if I can, I want to be there. And then I never want to miss a 49ers Cowboys game in person. That's it. Those are my two goals. Trust me, I've been to Super Bowl. I've been to international game. International game was way better experience. Not just because the 49ers won. The crowd is electric. It is Super Bowl crowds, man. I'm sorry. Corporate, non-fans, people on their cell phones the whole time, empty seats everywhere because people are out taking, like, it's cool, and if that's on your thing, but a quarter of the price, you go to an international game, you're going to freaking, it's so great, man. And Houston, 100% is happening. I don't care when Houston is. That chapter is incredible, so we have to party with those guys. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for us here. This was a fun show. The voice almost left at like the 40-minute mark. I'm sure y'all noticed. It came back. I'm going to rest it. I'm not going to talk to the family anymore today. And then tomorrow, hopefully, I can get a couple breakdowns done. You guys are incredible. I'm so thankful. I get to do this. And I'm so thankful for all the support. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. Until next time, stay strong, faith.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tompanda products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.